Hey, it's Doug Fabrizio, and you're tired of the news, right? And why shouldn't you be? It's been rough. And it is the holidays after all. You'd be forgiven for wanting to take a break. So, this week we're going to offer you a story about, wait for it, candy. And not just any candy. We're talking about what is possibly Utah's single greatest confectionery creation. At least that's what KUER reporter Lee Hale thinks. So I'm going to pass you to him and to producer Tim Slover.
All right, quiz time.
Yeah.
You ready, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Utah state fish.
The cutthroat trout.
Bonneville cutthroat trout. Okay, so you got that. I'll give it to you. The flower.
Sago lily.
Nice. Nicely done. The mammal.
The elk.
Yes. Well, Rocky Mountain elk. I want the full name here, okay?
Okay. I'll try to be really specific.
Let's do one more. The tree. This is actually a pretty cool one.
Cottonwood?
No. It's the quaking aspen.
Oh, okay.
The tree with the roots that are connected.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I was actually picturing that when I said cottonwood.
I bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So if you were to pick a state candy, what would it be?
I think the state candy would be saltwater taffy.
Okay, so saltwater taffy. Give me your argument.
They sell it everywhere. We've got the Great Salt Lake made of salt. That's probably where, if they're smart, they're dredging that salt up and using it to make the saltwater taffy. My grandparents had it around their house. They were pretty legit.
That's you got a fair point there. And you're not alone in thinking this. When I was in D.C., I visited some of the Orrin Hatch's office, Mike Lee's office. They both have trays of taffy. If you go to the Utah State Legislature during the legislature time, the hosts or whatever they're called, the volunteers are handing out taffy. So people have this connotation, right? Utah, taffy. Right.
I've got the backing of our illustrious lawmakers.
Right. You have them on your side. But I don't think that's a good representation of the state.
All right.
Taffy is an East Coast thing. Mm. This is like a Jersey boardwalk. We didn't come up with taffy. We repurposed it. Utah taffy is a little different. It doesn't actually use salt from the Great Salt Lake.
Oh,
I hate to burst your bubble.
Wow.
But I think there's another candy that is a better representation.
All right, lay it on me.
The chocolate cinnamon bear.
What?
I'm
that?
Serious about this. The chocolate cinnamon bear.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what it is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, you will by the end of this, I promise. So before I give you the origin story of the bear, I need to take you to the place where I first met the chocolate cinnamon bear, which is the BYU bookstore down in Provo, Utah.
All right. You took a trip down there, huh?
I took a trip down there. I was hanging out, talking to people that were buying some of these bears.
So what do you mean? We were just standing there lurking behind the cinnamon bears at BYU bookstore?
I wouldn't call it lurking, but yeah, actually, after like an hour, I just waited by one of the bigger mounds of cinnamon bears and just waited for people to buy them.
These are mounds.
So if you go into the BYU bookstore, there's a little candy section. They have like a little fudge shop, and there's this huge pile of cinnamon bears. And I talked to one of the managers there. She says they're restocking all day long.
So it was busy.
It was busy. It's finals week. So there weren't a ton of students around, but a lot of family, like visiting family for the holidays, and people that had gone to BYU and were sent on an errand to get cinnamon bears to bring home for Christmas. I talked to some people from Maine. I talked to a student from Canada who was bringing back bags to his family. They don't have these in Canada, do they?
They don't. That's why I'm getting them before Christmas.
So you bring them home?
Yep. My mom has requested 4 bags.
Another woman who had 7 bags, she was like, her arms were just completely full. She's bringing it all back. And my favorite was this woman from Virginia.
This is the only place that I can find them in this state.
Yeah. Well, and it's the only place you can find it in the country because it's a Utah thing.
That's right. What I meant. Yeah. Yes. I can't find it in any other state.
Well, pro tip, they do sell at Costco's now in Utah.
I know, but they're in a bag and they're not as good.
I didn't have the heart to tell her that they're the exact same bears, but I kind of like that she liked it better from BYU.
All right, so people like the bears. I hear you. This sounds like a BYU thing, though.
It's kind of a BYU thing, but it's bigger than BYU. I mentioned Costco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what got me interested in looking into the bear was a few months ago I went to Costco in Salt Lake City, and there I found a 2-pound bag of chocolate-covered cinnamon bears. Actually, it's, 2.65 pounds.
Oh, my God.
This is a big bag. And there was 2 boxes of them.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't a ton in the candy section. I bought one, of course. But then I went back a few months later, and they had given a whole corner to the cinnamon bears. It had like...
They'd been swept up.
It was a virus, and it was taking over this candy aisle.
All right, I think you've established a little bit of a precedent here. So where do these bears come from?
So you can see the bag here.
Yeah.
So it says Sweets. That's the company. And then right back here, you see the address?
Sweet Candy Company, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84104.
They're just down the street.
Tell me you went there.
Oh, I went there.
Right behind you, Horace. And then we have a couple quality labs where we analyze the product daily to make sure that they're all falling within our specifications. Mm-hmm. We'll just peek and look in the taffy.
It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
It kind of is, actually. We started at the taffy room, which was really hot.
You can smell it. corn syrup, sugar, water, color, flavor, egg whites, all whipped together. And then whipped up and then cooled on these cooling wheels and then cut and wrapped on the other side.
Yeah, very warm.
Yeah.
The next stop was the jelly bean room, which was very powdery, like it was hard to breathe in there. I didn't expect the smells in the factory. There's just a ton of smells. And each room was kind of its own universe, right? Like you can't really have any cross-pollination.
That is like Willy Wonka.
Right. And then we went to the chocolate room, which was basically heaven.
Oh, yeah. You can smell it.
This is where they make the chocolate cinnamon bears.
No, the chocolate room is just the chocolate. So it's where they make the chocolate, but you wouldn't throw a bear in there. That would compromise the whole operation. We had to go to the enrobing room.
Oh, that has a celestial ring to it.
Yeah, it kind of does. The enrobing room, that's the fancy word for being covered in chocolate.
So how old are those bears? They haven't had to sit for a while?
Those bears would have been made last Thursday, so they sit for the weekend.
Gotcha. Then they go through this chocolate waterfall. That's really pretty, actually, to watch.
There's this huge conveyor belt. It's really big. It's got to be at least 50 yards long. And you have the cinnamon bears on one end. They make it down the line. They get covered thoroughly in chocolate. And then the rest of it is just cooling.
So the cooling tunnel will have various temperatures in different zones. You'll want to cool the chocolate slowly, and then you'll want to have a little bit more cooling to the chocolate throughout the middle section, and then you'll bring the temperature back up so then it's ready to package and it's not too cold when it comes out.
They need to make sure that once they hit the end of the conveyor belt that they're cold enough that they can be packaged.
Who's done? Did they invent this?
The machine is their thing. I mean, a lot of people cover things in chocolate, but they were the first to cover the cinnamon bear in chocolate.
So who'd you meet there?
So I talked to Rachel Sweet, last name is Sweet, of the Sweet family. So she's the head of marketing, and her cousin, Richard Kay, who's the president, and they're fourth generation candy makers. And she even left candy for a time, Rachel, and came right back to it. You have to come back to candy. Here's a little history lesson. The Sweet Candy Company started in Portland, Oregon, back in 1892. Then a few years later, in 1900, they moved to Salt Lake City, which they said was a very good move for them.
Why is that? Was the sugar cheaper? What?
Well, actually, originally it had to do with beet farms for sugar beets. That didn't really pan out. A lot of those farms don't exist anymore. But as it turns out, Utahns love candy. Here's the president of Sweets, Richard Kay.
Candy is king. More candy sold per capita in Utah than any other state in the country, and it's not even close. So
that's got to be because people are spending money that otherwise might be going to alcohol and coffee, right?
That definitely plays a role. I mean, a BYU professor put it, you need a vice. So if you're not drinking, if you don't have coffee, you're going to have probably candy and ice cream, which is the case
in Utah. Right. All right, okay. Take me back to the bears.
Okay, the bears. So Sweets actually made the regular cinnamon bears popular first, just the little red guys.
Laying the groundwork.
And people really liked those. And then along came Ken Duval, who was the VP of sales. And I guess he was known for just wanting to cover everything in chocolate. Like if they had a product covered in chocolate and see how it goes. At least that's what Rachel Sweet says.
Bacon, pretzels, potato chips,
cherry sours.
Like we've said, anything that can be chocolate covered, we've tried to put it down that enrobing line to see how it tastes.
That's obviously a good idea. I used to dip French fries in Frosties at Wendy's.
Used to.
Well, habits change as they have to.
No, I like salty and sweet. I'm into that. They tried taffy. Taffy, I guess, is like a hot, sticky mess when you cover it in chocolate, so that wasn't a good idea. But the cinnamon bear, that was a hit. They have what they said is the best problem to have, which is that everything they're making is flying off the shelves, and it's just basically, as they're just trying to keep up with demand. People love them.
Well, who's buying them then? Is it all these BYU graduates who just move away from home and they've got kind of a nostalgic itch, or are they getting new customers? I mean, it's kind of a weird candy.
Yeah, I think that there are the BYU grads, but I'm also in the camp that if you try them, you might like them more than you think you would. And I put that to the test, actually. I rounded up some of our coworkers, a lot of them not from Utah, had never tried this before, and we did a little taste test.
Okay, so
strongly of
so everyone have a bear in the hand, and then I just want your honest reactions to it.
I can already tell I don't like cinnamon-flavored things. That it smells like Big Red gum.
It does a little bit. Okay, go for it. Go for it. Let's see what happens.
I like the chocolate.
Yeah. I feel like I just ate chocolate-covered gum.
It does have that feeling.
Yeah, it's...
You're onto something.
Yeah.
If you put this bowl out in just the newsroom, I would eat them because
they're
there.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, if these are in a bowl on someone's table, I would eat them.
I'm literally eating another one.
I wouldn't buy them for myself.
You can't trust those people. I mean, I'm still...
All right. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the
bag.
I was
hoping you'd say that. Okay, cinnamon bear, the very first cinnamon bear of my entire life. And I'm a native Utahn, so this passed me by. Oh, they smell just like chocolate and cinnamon.
All right, I'll give you some time to chew. Mm-hmm. Don't want to rush you.
You know what? It's like this gum I used to have that my grandparents would give me.
Big Red.
No, it was Dentine Red Gum. And when I was good, they would open up a drawer and slide a stick out. So I'm a little nostalgic right now myself.
It's taking you back.
Except it's just covered in chocolate instead.
I mean, do you get it?
All right, I get it.
I love these things.
Yeah.
I think they're really good.
You've convinced me. This is the state candy.
I don't know if there needs to be an official distinction. I'm just spreading the word.
Thanks, Lee. That was fun.
Glad you saw the light.
Okay, More to Say is a production of KUER News. Lee and I produce the show. Our host, Doug Fabrizio, returns next week.
With part of a conversation with Christine Durham, the first woman appointed to Utah Supreme Court.
You can listen to that January 4th.
Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.